Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? It's your girl, Cindy, right here at Open Talk 2. Got a lot going on today. Want to first say happy birthday to myself. Today on this show, I'm going to be rolling with my girl, MJ. Going to be talking about just a little dirty, little gossip. You know how we do it. But also on the show today, going to have Houston's own James Stark on the show. He's going to be telling us a little bit about his football days and how his NFL career got cut really, really short. So, y'all stay tuned for that. Gonna get my girl on the phone. What's up, MJ?
What's going on?
Nothing, girl. Got a lot going on over here.
Same here, girl.
Did you watch the Love and Hip Hop, I guess my reunion show?
Yes.
Did you watch it?
I caught up with it. Yes, I did. I saw
did
that.
Did you like it?
Rick.
Girl.
That is a mess.
Girl, I am just, that Jocelyn is a mess, ain't she?
Yes, Yeah. I mean, you got to give it to her. She going to give you straight from the hip. I mean, really, she going to tell you like it is. I'm like, good Lord.
Girl,
she
that doctor don't
blunt
play.
Sometimes.
She sure is. But Stevie J doing stuff.
Yeah, I see.
Girl.
I'm like, okay. But yeah, I really want to know how much longer this series is going to last.
I think it's going to last a minute.
Yeah, but how much more ratchet can it get? I mean,
you know we love our ratchetness.
Yeah, but after a while, it gets kind of old. Oh, my man.
Oh, ooh. I know one thing. I heard on the Atlanta Housewives, Kim Fields is joining it, right?
Yep, she's joining. And they're supposed to have a transgender housewife as well.
Wow. So, that's going to be amazing.
Yep,
ooh,
that's gonna be it.
Girl.
I guess
well,
the black version of Caitlyn, I guess.
Okay. That's gonna be interesting. Well, I want to say thank you for rolling with me today, MJ. And my God, babe, I want to tell everybody, my God, baby, her first day was at school. So I've watched her online and she did really, really good. And I think the mommy was a little sad, though.
Yes, she was.
But thanks for rolling with me today.
Thank you for having me.
All right. All right, y'all. You know we got to do our little dirt and little gossip and stuff. You know how we do with our little messy self. But going to play a couple of jams. Who am I going to play? You know, I might play Young Mo. Let me see. I'm going to play James Stark's interview. I'm going to be right back. Hold tight. Don't move. You hang with your girl, Cindy, right here at Open Talk 2.
Hello?
Hi. I'm here.
Hip-hop, you the love of my life.
Wreck the mic when I step up in his booth. Thought I was one dimensional with Jay, just the truth. Instilled in my youth, had the juice to produce. My mama's on the loose, yes, it came from my roots. I hooped and I shoot, wrote rhymes for a reason. The neighborhood demons try to touch us every season. Back in the cut, demons say the boys will never make it. Second album jamming, now the boys trying to taste it. My heart keep on racing, goosebumps in my skin. Waiting for this label for some extra dividends. Ain't trying to make no friends, need revenge on these busters. Thought we once succeed, trying to crush a nigga dreams. Well, I'm back up on the scene, doing good at my profession. Natural born gifts that thank the Lord for every blessing. I strive to perfection every line that I drop. How the hell you gonna tell me I don't love hip hop? Really?
Hip hop, you the love of my life. From the cradle to the grave, I'ma make you my wife. Put my feelings on the page and whatever I like. Hip hop, you the love of my life. Hip hop, you the love of my life. From the cradle to the grave, I'ma make you my wife. Put my feelings on the page and whatever I like. Hip hop, you the love of my life. Hip hop, you the love of my life. From the cradle to the grave, I'ma make you my wife. Put my feelings on the page and whatever I like. Hip hop, you the love of my life. Hip hop, you the love of my life. From the cradle to the grave, I'ma make you my wife. Put my feelings on the page and whatever I like. Hip hop, you the love of my life. Hip hop, you the love of my life. From the cradle to the grave, I'ma make you my wife. Put my feelings on the page and whatever I like.
With James Stark. Thank you for calling the show today, James.
And no problem. Thank you for having me.
Well, tell my listeners a little bit about yourself, about your football days or your career, and like what position did you play?
Well, I started way back in Columbus, Ohio. I was a defensive back at a tiny school, Division III school called Capital University. I was a two-time All-American over there. And luckily, I guess, the way you look at it, even going at a small school, I started getting noticed from the NFL after my sophomore year of college, which would be 2005.
Okay.
So when I, you know, when I finished up in 2007, a couple pro days at Ohio State and at Mount Union, I ended up getting, I was signing a free agent contract with the Cincinnati Bengals in 2008. And I was there with camp, and then just like how it is right now with the Texans, any small thing that happens, they kind of look for a reason to let you go. So I ended up breaking my foot.
Really?
Yeah, non-contact drill, just backpedaling, and I changed direction, and my foot kind of just, like, snapped in half.
Wow. Okay.
That was the end of that day. I remember walking into the locker room and seeing that red card in my locker, which, you know, that means it's time to go. Yeah, the red card is a bad thing. You never want to see the red card in the locker. And a guy named Jim Lippincott standing by your locker, it's all bad for you. So
they don't give you time to, like, maybe heal for, like, a year, put you on the practice squad? They just kind of, like, automatically cut you, or that was just back then?
It just depends on how much money they're paying you, right?
Okay.
I was an undrafted free agent, so I'm making league minimum. So if I would have been, let's say, a draft pick between rounds, I don't know, 1 through 5 or 6, they may have let me stick around and heal up for a year.
Okay.
But when you're a UDFA, you're expendable. So if you sneeze the wrong way, you know, they'll cut you. So.
Okay.
So being that guy, I got cut, and then I was in a boot for 2 months. And after that, you know, we're doing the CFL thing, you're doing the arena football workouts, which I hated. It's like playing hockey on a football field. I couldn't do it.
You couldn't maneuver.
As a defensive player, I'm not trying to be out here when these guys are scoring 60, 70 points a game. I couldn't.
Well, do you see yourself coaching, like, maybe in the future after your, you know, like your TV gig, like maybe coaching or anything?
I've done some coaching. I've done some already. I've gone back to my alma mater and helped out every now and then back when I was still in Ohio.
Okay.
I've helped out with friends of mine who are coaches, but, you know, if and when TV decides to tell me it's over, then I'd have to make sure it's the right situation because coaching takes up a ton of time. Mm-hmm. And I've seen the part-time coaches and how ineffective they can be. And the real coaches who had like a lasting impact on me are the ones who put that time in because it's not just the season that you're a coach. You're a coach all year round. So it's got to be the right gig. I wouldn't want to shortchange those kids.
That's right. That's true. Well, what do you think about women playing football?
I don't know about it. I don't know about it.
What you mean you don't know? We have like two teams here in Houston.
I know, and I don't know how I feel about it. I mean, hey, I'm all about fans of the game, experiencing the game in whichever manner they want to.
Uh-huh.
I get a little leery about it when there's contact involved because I've seen how the game can, with poor teaching.
Right.
I should have to stress the poor teaching, how people get hurt.
Yeah.
And even with expert teaching that I've had, I've been hurt. I've seen the very, very dark side of football injury. The broken foot, I'm talking concussions and CTE and all those types of things, how the game can completely break a person down after they get done playing. So I'm a little cautious when it comes to women's just because of the strength differences and the teaching and how easily things can go wrong.
Okay, because I played for 12 years. I got two championship rings, and unfortunately, I did break my ankle in 2006. So I have like a 12-inch plate, like 42 little metal pins.
Oh, wow.
So I did play, and of course it's a lot different from the men. But I also have a teammate, that Jen Welter, that went to the NFL to coach for, I think it was the Carolina Panthers.
Yeah.
Yeah, so she was actually a teammate of mine.
Well, you got more championships than I do.
So, hey, that's what I'm saying, you know. But it is what it is. I know. So y'all just jealous of us.
I'm just kidding. Get in how you fit.
I know. Well, let me ask you, what was your most memorable or embarrassing moment? You like playing football or in the NFL?
Oh, man. So I think everybody out there has seen Any Given Sunday with Jamie Foxx and Al Pacino, Willie Beeman. Who had a problem with keeping his lunch down in the huddle. Real quick, back in my first start back in 2005, a bunch of my family members would come to the game. It was my dad's birthday. On top of that, my first collegiate start for top 10 program, playing, I think, against the top 15 team. Just the warm-ups, everything's going good, everything's great. And then right when we get out there before the first call is made, I just throw up right there on the field. Right there on the field. And everybody just looking at me like I'm 19 years old.
Aww.
Playing with a bunch of seniors and juniors, but the 21, 22-year-olds, they're looking at me like, he's not, not ready. But, it would probably be that when I had to pull a Willie Beeman. But after that, I've never, ever, ever been nervous before a football game. It's never happened since.
Okay. Well, what's one thing that you would think stunned people that learned about you?
I didn't play ball until I was almost 14 years old. I played baseball, basketball, and soccer. So I got my footwork as a DP from playing soccer. And then baseball, it was and probably still is, to a certain extent, my best sport. So I had to stop playing around 17-ish when I was doing four sports a year. So, yeah, I didn't play ball until I was well into being a teenager, and I kind of lucked into it and it's natural God-given ability.
Okay. Well, how did you become a TV anchor? I know sports is your forte, but
right.
So it fell in your lap.
Yeah, it kind of did. I kind of did some stuff in high school, just like, you know, reading the announcements and whatnot. But I didn't really take that stuff seriously. Being an undergrad and being a two-sport athlete, didn't really have time for anything other than sports. You know, probably shouldn't say that, but take care of your schoolwork. But the reality situation is these kids don't have a whole lot of time to do anything other than play sports. So. After that, after my football career ended, I went to grad school at Kent State. I interned in Northeast Ohio, did some sideline reporting for Fox and the co-anchor of the show in Cleveland on the CBS station. And so I was a sports director for a local station in the Kent, Ohio area.
Mm-hmm.
2 years after that, I got a job offer from a CBS affiliate in Columbia, South Carolina. And that's how I got my first real full-time job. Between that, it was just kind of moonlighting here and there. But,
right, you had to do a lot of traveling.
I was doing football games on the radio, my alma mater, so that kind of stuff. But after I got my first start at WLTX, I did 3 years there, and came to Houston about a year ago.
You going
to
stay with us?
Hey, as long as y'all happy.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what we want you, so.
What as long as y'all happy, I ain't going nowhere.
That's right. What's the most challenging part of your job?
It differs by the day and by the story. You know, I try not to do a whole lot of very, I can use the word touching, but a lot of human interest stories where you become attached to the people and the story. I did a story on a guy who's a quadriplegic, and he was running the Houston Marathon.
Okay.
In a cycle, and so like I don't like doing those stories because, I mean, I like doing them, but you get attached to these people.
Right.
So you get the emotions involved. But when I'm doing like a regular sports story, it's just kind of keeping all the dates and stuff in order because things happen at the drop of a hat. You'll think you're going into work at 3 o'clock, and then I'll get a text, and I got to be at work in 15 minutes. Like,
ooh, I'm glad I ain't got your job.
Ooh. Bill O'Brien ain't the starting quarterback today, so everything's been kind of, you know, hectic on that end with, you know, getting everybody on the resources moving towards NRG. So it's okay. Being ready to go at the drop of a hat.
Okay. Well, let me ask you, what words of wisdom would you give any individual maybe who is trying to get their foot in maybe the NFL career or the entertainment industry or just want to be successful in life? What words of wisdom would you share just from your experience?
I mean, if we're talking about athletics, regardless of the sport.
Yeah, it could be.
A lot of guys want to go to Division I school and be on TV, and everybody see you play on TV.
Mm-hmm.
I was told very early, if you're good enough, they'll find you. I mean, and that doesn't matter what school. I've seen guys go from NAIA to the league, me being Division III. That started when I was 18 years old, really. So if you're good enough, they'll find you as long as you're working hard and you keep your nose clean, stay out of trouble. Those guys, scouts will come to your games and they will find you. But in terms of like life and success that way, I'm a big believer in working smarter, not harder. Like working hard will get you places, sure, but
right,
it's being efficient in what you're doing that's gonna get you noticed. The more you can do, the more you can do, so to speak. And wherever I go, I'm always networking. I'm always meeting new people because you never know, who you meet might have a connection to this, that, or the other thing. So
That's very true.
I'm always talking to people. Like, I meet people. I met someone at the grocery store last night, as a matter of fact, and he recognized me from work. And he was like, we started talking, and he knew somebody that I knew, and we started talking about helping out with my nonprofit for we got a golf outing next or 2 months from now, actually. So you never know who you might meet, and you never know who's watching.
That's true. Well, thank you, James, for taking time to call the show.
No problem. Hope I come back again.
Okay. Hold up a minute. Again, that was James Starks. Y'all definitely check him out and keep him with going.
What's up, little girl? Daddy, it's one more final note. And I'm going to show you a little girl. Send me the rope and talk to. Take life.
All right.
Problem. Beef is nothing. I know how to solve it.
yup, yup. Loud pack in my lungs, you can catch me on the block. I got the whole hood jumping. Money, I got it. Never been a problem. Now, beef, it's nothing. I know how to solve it. Yup, yup. Loud pack in my lungs, you can catch me on the block. I got the whole hood jumping. First two, I be on the same shit. Aiming at your brain like I'm trying to rearrange shit. They ask me while I'm shooting, I tell them it ain't click, click. And I swear I'm on fire. Fire. It's like I can't miss then. Put the pussy in the coffin, flick her up and take her down. Stone Cold Steve Austin.
The wrestler, nigga.
Hit it back to the block. So fresh swag, wetter than the body in the dock. I don't stop.
Nah.
We got them geek, no feel. Smoking WKU. We kinda unreal. I mean, I'm high as heaven, it's real. I mean, I'm trying to get high and chill. I mean, I'm smoking and choking and posting and focus on getting this money for real.
Westside.
Throwing up. RIP to my niggas' cups out. I'm pulling up. So what? I'm high as fuck. Like a Blake Griffin duck. Fucking whole hood butter. Everybody going nuts. Money, I got it. Never been a problem. Beef is nothing. I know how to solve it.
Yup, yup.
Loud pack in my lungs. You can catch me on the block. I got the whole hood jumping. Money, I got it. Never been a problem. Beef is nothing. I know how to solve it. Yup,
yup.
Loud pack in my lungs. You can catch me on the block. I got the whole hood jumping.
Yup, yup.
I got the whole hood jumping. Jumping. I got the whole hood jumping.
Jumping.
I got the whole hood jumping.
Yup, yup.
I got the whole hood jumping.
This is South D. This is Will J. Killer T. Hey, what? Kicking it with the homegirl Cindy. Old and tall, too.
Are you gonna play on this?
Hmm?
You gonna play on?
Yeah,
you gonna play on?
All right, y'all. Thank you for rolling with me today. I know we had some little technical difficulties, but that's okay. I'll be back next Tuesday, same time, same place, right here at Open Talk 2.
Hold on, baby.
Yo, what's up? I'm Coolio with the flow. And you inside the box with my homegirl Cindy on Open Talk 2? Yo, get in the box with Cindy on Open Talk 2. I'm Coolio with the flow. Saka Zulu, man.
Let go. That diff, that might work. SoundCloud, that might work. Reverse, that might work. Or it might hurt you, nigga, cause you like work. Facebook, that might work. Reverb, that might work. YouTube, that might work. Or it might hurt you, nigga, cause you like work.
YouTube and Facebook and SoundCloud and Reverb. Instagram and Reels, all you claiming you in beast mode. You gathered all your people together and make them like it. Got a buzz all over the net, now you excited. A lot of y'all taking the credit and even writing. Now you spitting it and come from the hall, you can't recite it. I ain't hating, I'm just speaking the truth. Cause if you market yourself, you get that wealth, more power to you. I got a problem with a lot of the youth. You keep saying you a real ass nigga, you ain't telling the truth. I'm Clark Kent when I step in the booth. I got some deep in this bitch, we getting it. Ain't shit you can do. We the best when we coming for you. We got the talent, the skill, the power, the will. We.
When it comes to being real that's a real enough. We roll about 20 deep in each other, we trust. Screaming fire just to let you know that we ain't a pussy hole. We get it how we live by giving it real, even to our foes. Most of y'all know me. I be that nigga from the fire with that Glock folded. You want a villain, it's a villain in me. That make me snap, crackle and pop when I'm on that Henny. I wreck shop, it's my job to come harder than the next man. Cause my squad is bigger than the X-Clan. Don't make me sick, I'm on your get them, boys. I can't believe they talking noise. They just don't understand what eat them up like army boys. I just to come up and get done up when you run up on the crew, nigga. By the screw, nigga, you about to die in a few, nigga. Niggas eating me like I'm no fatter. Till I'm coming across their head like
straight out the cover with beepers. They said from sneakers for people. Some situations get deeper, but be prepared with the reaper. My whole squad, some cheapers. We lead them busting beneath us, affiliated with creepers. Forget them tweakers and jeepers. I find my speakers, they love it. Turn up the music and puff it. The middle fighters, they fuck them. They cross the line and we bust them. I'm so aggressive, keep them crunk, though. Slang them out the trunk, though. Uncle for the ghetto, stay commercial for these drunk folks. I caught them with a power line. They never see me coming with it. Caught them with their guards down a trophy. Now I'm running with it. Look out for the album when it drop right in your record store. Cause this flows, but never we gonna stop. We just gonna pimp them out.
What you really wanna do with it? Who? Me, boy, I'm out and fool with it. Ooh, we South D got the Bruce sniffing, homie, get your crew. Listen, niggas got the rules missing. What you really wanna do with it? Who? Me, boy, I'm out and fool with it. Ooh, we South D got the Bruce sniffing, homie, get your crew. Listen, niggas got the rules.
What they do over here? Where you at? They call me the vet. Get animals, take them home, and you can figure the rest. The bigger the pet, that make.
This is my time. You understand me? It don't matter what you tried to do, you couldn't destroy me. I'm still standing. I'm still strong.
You build me up just to break me down, and it's a miracle I feel to see. You build me up just to break me down, and it's a miracle I feel to see.
Can't let these people get the best of me. If I do, I probably end up in the minor league. South it will never crumble up. I throw it up in my hood. It's understood that I'm rhyming for the love of music. Let me influence young people of our generation. Don't get discouraged, lose focus on your occupation. I've been turning around my label, say we couldn't make it. Our time arrived, thank God, man, we finally made it. Hard work, criticism, keep me motivated. Throughout the obstacles I'm facing in this wicked nation. Interviews with the radio station make a nigga proud. I've been grinding for a minute, I can't let him down. Rocking crowds with my southern styles. And now my homies jump around, giving niggas pounds. The funky sounds out to try and keep a nigga pumped. With all my work and dedication, I'll be number one. Believe that.